The week-long temperature slide continues across the Northeast. After we started the week with September-like warmth, it is feeling more like October today, and by the end of the week, we will see some of the coldest air of the season come into the Northeast, and it will feel like November by Saturday and Sunday. We even have the opportunity to see a few snow showers across the higher elevations as we work into this weekend. We had a cold front come through yesterday. Of course, the cold front is the leading edge of colder air, so temperatures have taken a step back today. Our next cold front is set to arrive tomorrow night into Friday, and that will usher in that very chilly air mass as we head into the weekend. So in the short term, we're looking at a good amount of cloudiness across the area today. We've had a gusty breeze from time to time. We've had gusts up to about 25 miles per hour in some spots, and we've also had a few spotty showers around through this afternoon. Moving into tonight, we'll see the showers basically dry up, so we could have a lingering shower through the late day and early evening. Then any rainfall will come to an end, and we'll see the clouds break up as well as temperatures fall back into the 30s and low 40s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll start off with sunshine, but clouds will increase during the day as an area of low pressure works its way across eastern Canada and a cold front approaches our area from the west. By tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the chance to see a few showers come in, especially in areas north and west of the capital region. Temperatures will be on the cool side, running mainly in the 50s to lower 60s for afternoon highs. Then we move into the day on Friday, as the cold front works its way through our area to the east. We may still have some lingering showers. Temperatures will be in the 50s to around 60. It turns even cooler on Saturday, with daytime highs only in the 40s to lower 50s. A few spotty rain showers are possible on Saturday, and as I mentioned a moment ago, we may even see some snowflakes across the higher elevations as we begin the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any scattered showers will end, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, high in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any scattered showers will end, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, high in the 50s to around 60. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the lower 40s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight any scattered showers will end, partly cloudy and cool, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 50s to around 60, and on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers. Some snow showers are possible in the mountains, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.